Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Who knew one of our new hires was already a celebrity before she ever joined The Burt Show?
She's kind of a big deal.
I mean, I think so. So Amber, one of our new producers, helping with phone screening and video, you were a lesbian celebrity?
Once upon a time, I was a celebrity. Back in the day. So I did this web series, I want to say like early 2000s, and it was called Between Women. And I played a character named Sunny Walker.
So it wasn't a reality show. It was like a scripted show?
It was a scripted show.
Shut up.
Oh, that's cool.
It used to be available on YouTube. I have no idea if it still is now. Michelle, if you're listening, you got to tell me what's going on. Funny story. I think she used to work with you guys back in the day, the creator of the show.
Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle Daniels?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I think it was before. I think it might have been before you were here. I think.
Yeah, it has. Sure. It must have been BK.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was filmed out here in Atlanta mostly, and we did a lot of guerrilla filming. You know, filming in places illegally. You know, you do what you got to do.
I think I saw somebody doing that the other day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was at a park, but I mean, this was like legit because I was trying. Just took Jimmy for a play date to a park. And we kind of got blocked in because all these cars started coming in, and there was like a huge like box truck, and they had all this filming equipment that they were getting out, and yep. They were like setting something up. I don't know what was going on, but some kind of video was going down.
How could you tell it was illegal? Or you couldn't?
Well, it was just, I mean, I couldn't.
It just didn't look right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was odd. It was just, yeah, it was odd, and it was kind of out of place, and And I've gone by this place a million times and never seen stuff like that go down. Okay. And it just seemed out of place. I mean, granted, I didn't care. I just wanted to get out of the parking lot and get to Avellino's and get my pizza.
What we used to do is we would take the SD card out of the cameras. One person would take the SD cards and go another way if someone said, you can't film here or, you know. And so we would always have
wanted to snag the footage.
Exactly. Somebody else would always have the SD card.
That is slick. All right, so how did you, like, is this something you've always wanted to do? And, like, how did you get into this series?
Well, as you all know, I have a degree in performance arts. And this is back when Craigslist was still a thing. And there was, like, an advertisement for an audition. And I was like, well, this is probably going to get, someone's going to steal my face and wear it as a mask if I do this. But I have dreams to chase. So I auditioned for a completely different character. And they're like, no, you'll be good for this. And I was like, perfect.
You know, so what was your character? Tell us about her.
Well, her name was Sunny Walker. She was a newly out lesbian trying to figure out who she was, how to dress, how to behave, what the lingo was, and all that stuff. And it wasn't too hard to do because almost every lesbian at one point has been through that. I have no idea what to do. Why do we have backpacks all the time? You know, we'll save that backpacks for the bonus BS.
Okay,
I'll tell you the backpack story. I think Katie may have touched on it a few times.
Oh yeah.
The
special equipment backpack.
Yeah,
y'all need to upgrade to duffel bags. Y'all need more space.
Now you're just like you're smuggling money.
I mean, yeah, right.
That's what I'm doing.
Like money
depending
launderers.
What's in there, we might need to do that. You know. But it was a lot of fun. I auditioned. I met some great people. And now I'm actually glad to say that these are friends that I think I'm going to keep for quite some time. So Between Women was, it was one of the, when it comes to lesbian series or anything lesbian, usually when it's gay, it's mostly gay men. Like, if there's a go to a gay club, it's mostly gay men. Gay night, mostly gay men. We kind of have to just kind of squeeze in there, you know? So we tend to grab onto anything that's lesbian, whether it's good or not. It's like, oh, it's about us. Let's do it. You know what I mean? And I think that's why the L Word was so popular, because that was such a huge show with a great budget. And, you know, it's awesome. So it was really great, especially dealing with black lesbians. There's not a lot of stuff for us. So we tend to kind of grasp onto when we see it. We just, this is mine. This is about my life. You know?
How long did you do this? And like, how many episodes are there?
I think we did about 3 seasons. I was part of the first 2 seasons because I ended up moving to Los Angeles to chase those dreams. Didn't catch a damn thing, but that's okay. They run really fast, those dreams.
It's a good workout.
Yeah, it was, right. And then after that, one of our producers was in a really bad car accident, and so we weren't sure if we were going to be able to bring it back because it didn't make sense to do it without her, you know? So the hiatus was like a good year, and that's when I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and move to L.A. So they did a 3rd season, but I wasn't a part of that, unfortunately.
Well, have a homework assignment. Sorry, Mo.
How did they write your character off?
They didn't. I haven't seen it so long, but I think in the storyline, I moved. Or something like that.
Which is what you did.
Which is what happened. Yeah. So luckily they didn't kill me off. So listen, Michelle, if you're listening, if you want to do something else, I'm back in Atlanta. Let's get this going.
No, but you have a homework assignment. You have to find an episode in a scene of yours so we can play it on the air.
Absolutely. I got to find one that I can play on the air, because one of them that comes to mind, I cannot play on the air. Well, actually, I can.
Well, that's the one I want to hear now.
you got us beat it. Deciders.
Bonus content.
Yes, yeah.
Well, bonus.
We'll make a home for it.
All right, so that's your homework assignment.
All right.
Find an old episode, a scene that you are proud of, and then we will judge you like crazy on the air.
There is no scene I've ever done that I'm proud of. It's so cringy watching myself do things. You know what I mean? It's weird.
Even better.
I don't even watch my own YouTube videos. I don't watch them. I don't listen to my podcast.
Of course, the same way. He doesn't listen to himself on the radio. He can't stand it.
I'm so obnoxious. I hate it.
Right. Homework assignment. You're on it, right?
I'm on it.
All right. The Burt Show.